If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Nick Jantz from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, spirit, and provide personalized coach to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we can work on developing the effective coping strategies, exploring the root causes of implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on the transformative journey together. So welcome back, everyone. Welcome to another podcast from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today, I'm discussing social anxiety, unveiling the core roots and healing for self. And but before we go into it, a deep dive in this beautiful topic, and I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people out there. I'm dealing with some anxiety. I am so delighted to have Jonathan Lee with me, JL, also known for Just Love. He's an expert and administrator, turned party host. At the age of 15, when his parents bought him a computer, his first computer, he has been cleaning up disks, desktops, and filing ever since. So his love for organization then met up with a number of personal development programs, which he elevated into shyness. And today, beneath his introverted profession, has been created his own party community movement called Utopia Rising, originally from the friends across all walks of life, including vegans, non-drinkers, and seminar lovers, and also non-smokers. Fantastic. Having 4 years of experience in hosting over 550 unconventional party themes, as he mastered overcoming social anxiety, intricate ways that he can teach anyone mindsets and the techniques to do the same. So very cool. So welcome. And thank you, Jonna, for accepting the offer to co-host the episode number 80 or 366 on anxiety. Mate, how is your day going?
Yeah, great, Nick. Thanks for having me on this podcast. I'm really excited to share what I have to share and hopefully inspire some listeners here and really forward your mission to have this, remove anxiety and go towards holistic health and well-being.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for Beautiful. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you dive deep, you know, get both together, dive deep into what we know and what we can share as life coaches and all our journeys experiencing. This is my 80th. This will be my number 80 on the 366 journey. So looking forward to, teaching, learning at the same time. I'm learning, you're learning. We're all teachers and we're all students of this life. So, mate, it's so good. It's so good.
That's right.
It takes a lot of work and takes a bit of research, and I am learning at the same time. So today's topic, mate, is social anxiety, also known as social phobia. It's a condition out there. It's intense for some people. It's intense fear situation in interactions, even going to shopping centers, and that can be overwhelming, and self-consciousness and fear of judgment, rejection, all that stuff. So, yeah, so tell me, mate, tell me more about your parties, the ones you have. What did you choose to do those? And I know I've come to a few parties and I really love them, to tell you that much. But I love your parties. Good fun.
Good to hear. And yeah. So look, before going into that, because I guess me hosting parties from a full on shy introvert is basically two ends of the scale. I'm the typical geek back in school. I still love video games and board games, and I do have a quirky personality when it comes to it. But what I found is that after doing a lot of self work and getting rid of the anxiety that you mentioned, Nick, what I'm allowed able to do now is be myself fully, and be myself fully in front of pretty much anyone that I come across, because of the discovery that being myself, my authentic self, is actually the best way to live and the best way I can contribute, because it allows me to not be drained by having to put a mask on or pretend to be someone or do something that's not aligned with my values. And so, yeah, the story basically there is simply I got into personal development because of shyness, and they weren't teaching this at school, that anyway. My mum and dad, immigrants from China, didn't know English, didn't have any friends that I can recall back when I was young. So I had to forge everything myself, make my own friends, choose my own social gatherings, and just migrate my way through being more confident, talking to all types of people across, men and women alike, and in different age groups as well. And so having someone who got my confidence boosted really gave me a high. And it was one of those highs where, like, wow, I can live a life where I'm not afraid of people and it's actually fun to be with people. So I guess from then, I just wanted to get deeper into it, learn why, how can I use my newfound confidence, even age like 20 or so. I was meeting a lot of people, having conversations that are more mature. So most of my crowd was about 5 to 20 years older than me, and I still felt at home. And with the wisdom poured down from the, people in the older generations, what I loved is that, my sense of belonging was closer to them than people of my own age. And people my age were, most of them were drinking or clubbing. And I wasn't really into that, 20 or so years ago, smoking was also allowed in clubs. So I also didn't like that environment. And And also 11 years ago when I, chose to adopt a vegan lifestyle, added another layer of what we call separation, not really by choice, but as a byproduct when people weren't comfortable around my different values. And so, coming back full circle, I've decided that creating my own community, creating my own space of people that I do enjoy the company of to come together was the start of why I got into creating a party community now. Because to me, getting together in person as a group, doing fun activities and activities that are meaningful, both deep and playful, is what's going to first create more longevity for myself and people who enjoy that, as well as something that I can never be tired of. It's just something that the more the merrier, to the point. That's basically the story up to now. That my community is around quirky activities around different themes that bring a different self-expression in people that they don't always explore. And when they explore it through Utopia Rising, then their inner self develops so that they can become leaders and be a force for good.
Cool. You know what? I think you're talking to me here because I can see the social benefits. That, when we put some light to someone who's anxiously avoiding, going to social, outlets like that, and they would really probably find, people who are anxiously socially, anxiety or phobia, they would find it very difficult to show up. But I tell you what, your groups, what you have, and you put a lot of love in what you do, and that you can see, you can feel the love. And, there were moments that I was kind of thinking, well, do I sit here, I started rejecting it, and I think I was going to get rejected, and all, because that kind of stuff plays on your mind, your mindset. And I think that there's one thing about social phobia, it's about how to go into settings and be okay with it, not to be judged. No one judges you where in your settings. You're very inclusive. It's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that go to your settings. They're feeling that anxiety. I can feel that. And actually, some actually push themselves. And then after a while, before you know it, they've just gone, oh, no one's judging me. I'm having a, and everyone's smiling. Everyone's having a great time, Utopia. And everyone's forming a beautiful relationship. And I think people with anxiety have difficulty creating, forging too inbound. They can't get out of that, There's such a fear, there's such a fear of getting out into a kind of environment. So we don't have to actually be challenged too much by anxiety. I think our self-limiting thoughts is one that is limiting. It comes into a psychological factor. It could come from an environmental factor. It could come from family history,
It also comes of just culture of society that, I think when you're young and you do your first bold social act and it gets either rejected or something of the expectation wasn't met. And then we shrivel up a bit, go, let's be a bit more safer. And yes, I guess physical safety is important to live, but social safety, that's a whole nother story that I think a lot of society isn't teaching that right, or just letting nature take its toll and end up most people are anxious, about showing their real self, let alone their true values. And although sometimes there's a place to, always not always having to speak the truth, but to know oneself and have compassion for people who are on a journey to, discovering themselves as well. That's another take. I think many of the audience may be, listening from a development purpose, they're thinking of maybe they want to get techniques or shift something in their life so they can live better. So I'll speak to that right now.
Let's listen to some mindset. Let's go speak to that. Just that's interesting. So how could they, someone who's really been challenged by serious phobia, some fear of fear of creating relationships, and this is what you do. You open up the area, and oh, this feels good, and coming back again. And yeah, tell me more about how people can come over this impact of anxiety, social anxiety phobia.
Yeah, so I'll give you, before I go there, I just want to give people a bit of hope that summer party themes, as wacky as they are, have taken people who have been the most shyest in their own shell to, by the end of the night, aka the party, they're out in front of a stage doing some public performance, not even just talking. They're actually talking in a group. So the themes I'm thinking about is, first is theater sports. You know, it's improv, it's acting on the spot spontaneously. Many people are afraid of that. Secondly is a paparazzi theme, where people have a phobia around being taking photos or just being around cameras in general. I don't know what it is exactly, but it has an effect on people. It brings out the fear of confidence in people very easily. And for that, those events, I've had people who have shot to take photos in one night, being able to pose and have people take over 500 photos of them, and then they've overcome that phobia. And lastly, which is one of my favorite themes, and it was a unique one to begin with, and it was a risk. I wasn't sure if people would actually do this, but it was a rap and swag party where people who did not sing at all learned to write a song and perform it in front of a stage in 3 hours.
Yeah.
And this is a rap song. This is not just your, twinkle little star, something easy. This is like you write your own lyrics and you rap it in front of a crowd. That's right. Yeah. And if you're listening, you're thinking, how do there's no way I can do that. There's a journey that, of course, I take people through, and as someone who's hosted a number of events, I take full care of. I love when people can, it's like seeing a flower bloom, not in years, but in minutes. Mm. Okay, that's how the metaphor, I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's possible. I'd say for someone who's actually serious about improving their anxiety or getting rid of it in due time, is first acknowledge the two sides of the coin. The first side is your desire to want to work on it. That means you're reading books, you're hanging out with people who are confident than you, you're learning and testing different techniques that you work.
Testing. But, I love that.
Yeah. But that's the first side of it. Testing. You need the high desire to want to change. And you'll know when, we've got all the resources in the world with YouTube and resources is not, that's plenty these days. It's all about your willpower and your willingness to, how much you want it is how much effort you're going to put into work on it. So that's the first part. And the second part of the coin is to acknowledge that if you don't work in anxiety, you're not going to be someone very attractive for others to make friends with. All right. And it's
absolutely.
And it's a bit of a, tough love truth here that it's interesting that the greatest people I meet these days, I find them, their personalities that are just attractive. They've done quite a bit of work on themselves. All right. And I know when I meet someone who hasn't done any work on themselves and are not willing to, they're the people who always will seem awkward, and they're not, mostly not even aware of what they're sending out there and the messages they're sending out there to other people. And they wonder that either first maybe people don't like them or they don't like people or both, or the fact that they're not fitting in. So I guess the first part is to acknowledge that where you want to be is possible. You got to work on it, and you got to want to work on it until you get to a point where loving your own development becomes automatic and natural, that you'll be drawn to sources and people and environments that lift you up. Okay, so with Utopia Rising, obviously the entry is anyone can come in. And what makes it well, like you were mentioning, Nick, the people who you've seen bloom, it's because people like yourself who have done the work and who have a certain love for virtues to social virtues to help others is there. And enough of that energy will rub on to someone who is simply in a different stage, still working on themselves, can't think too much of doing something bigger than their own world right now because they're working on themselves. But you need a majority of the energy to be already, you could say, evolved or transformed, so that people who are not yet as transformed can step into it.
I have to say, as soon as we walk into the room, and you know, as we, you know, you set the room up and people start coming in, and they come in like, whoa, what am I doing here? What's going on? You know, it's like, whoa, what's this all about? Did I make the right choice? And they're re-question themselves. And, you know, even though they had a million other things to do, they chose to do the party. And, you know, and after a while, they're just totally different people within 2 hours, you know, that the energy, collective energy, like you said, I love that idea that you know, we're like, you know, we're one bead of water. When we connect, it's like all there, and we all connect to the same idea. But
and I'm very grateful that there is an audience for what I'm doing, because many people who go to events, maybe partially out of obligation, you know, maybe it's your someone's close to his birthday and you don't want it to be seen someone not going there, or you're going to an event because, you know, someone's paid for you or something that's not out of your own, not fully out of your own choice. Whereas my events, take for example, the last event I had a smoothie party, right? We're not celebrating anyone's particular, particular event for a person. It's just simply a theme of, hey, we're getting together, we're going to talk about, we're going to have some healthy gathering because it's smoothies and it's a fresh food. There'll be some education on health and well-being. And of course, the activity is, you know, we had a bit of friendly duels as well, you know, making smoothies and seeing which one tastes better. So there's no actual third party pool for that. So which means that anyone who comes there, they're looking to explore. They're looking to say, you know what, I'm going to do something different and give myself an opportunity to open my mind to creativity or just stepping into new environments so that I can get better at stepping into new environments. And of course, the more you can step into new environments, you are indirectly working on your social anxiety to reduce that.
We all have a degree of social anxiety. I mean, my last topic was about creative tension, the last chapter. It was all about that stepping into something. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's whether it's utopia parties or whether it's, you know, going to a job interview or something like that. There's a change happening right there, whether you know it or not, but there's friction in the process. And that's sort of people, you know, that now when you put it into someone who are really, you know, in the mindset of, you know, in phobias and fear, they're taking it difficult because they got a different setting. And, you know, when we're just a little bit more of anxiety and social anxiety, you know, it mentioned that it could be genetic. Now, there's only a small amount of people, and that's what I'm saying. I'm a believer that there's a small amount of people that have lack, you know, it's the chemistry of the mind, the brain, that have lack of serotonin or deficiency or dopamine deficiency, because we need those to uplift their modes, you know, uplift their spirit. We need those, and we're lacking on that, and therefore we are just, and we need that, then we're into the lower vibration, stuck in the lower vibration, we're feeling the lower vibration, we need to be lifted out of the lower vibrations. And so there's only a slow, very, very minimal percentage of people, like even people like I've got epilepsy or something like that, right? I'm challenged by that. There's only very, very fine amounts of people that have that. So that what I'm saying, like you said, there is hope out there for folks who are stuck into this kind of negative, you know, negative rolling space. It could be.
Yeah, the longer you've stuck being stuck in it, it does take a little bit. Just like having exercised for a long time, it's going to take a little bit of time to ramp up. So yeah, you get used to it. And the first few times after you work out after a long time, it's going to be more painful. Just like it's going to be more uncomfortable. That's if it. if you've lacked, you know, any of those dopamine or oxytocin or endorphins for a while, because you're getting used to that again, and that's a natural high. It is unfortunate if people aren't having enough laughter or real joy for a period of time, they even forget that's what they want, and then they stop seeking it, and then that becomes a spiral in itself. But thank goodness, just like and I'm no different in terms of when you're in your biggest low, you better want to be able to have your people closest to you, at least someone to be a high energy and want to pick you up. And then we've all need other people to do that.
Yeah, I think this particular message for us is meant to be together here. Jonathan's meant to be here for us. I'm feeling that it's finally come to full circle to be talking about this with you. And you know, we got to keep those neurotransmitters and fired up. You know, we don't want them to be getting burnt out. And so what I was getting back to was like, there's only very, very small percent of people that are deficit in the serotonin and also dopamine. But when some probably 1%, okay, only 1%. So there's 99% of people psychologically affected. You know, psychological. There's always that potential. So whoever's hearing us, and there is potential, and I love the way you said they got to be exposed to it. And the word is exposure. All right. So when we're traveling, we're trying to get healed through any type of anxiety, we need to be able to sit in the worst fear, sit in the disturbance, and we need to learn to be exposure. We need to sort of, you know. Also, to heal social anxiety, there's also a role play. So what you offer is a role play for a lot of people, you know, being challenged with shyness or social anxiety. You see, it's all they can take two or three numbers, like in a pair of threes, that they'd be okay. When someone walks into a room of 20 people to 50 people to 100 people, that's a different ballgame. They'd want to run away. And then they create that habit of anxious avoidance, you know, and they keep that cycle going, like you said. And
and also there's a sometimes it depends. Some people are happy to hide in bigger crowds, and it's usually when the spotlight comes to them, anything that's not complete with you or anything that you don't want people to find out. Many of self-help gurus call this the shadow self, the self that when you were young you wanted, you know, attention or be loved, and you couldn't just ask for it, so you had to find other ways and to satisfy that part. And sometimes the spotlight does bring people out, and I'm very careful with my activities when I put people in the spotlight, that always got to check in whether you don't want to get to a point where you got to tackle your journey your own pace and your own intensity. And if you do it too far, then you may curl up again, and it will take a lot more to get you back out.
So that's it there. So I guess you should, you know, we do that. Like you said, we have the environment to play with and to be exposed with, and to have a setting that allows us to, experiment and see what works. That is it. That's the big psychological thing, to be able to also get out of that feeling of not good enough. That's just like, and then also irrational beliefs and of themselves, or the self-judgment, and, you know, the self-critical ways. And there's also therapies like cognitive therapy that can be placed, you know. There's all this kind of different things. But that, I'm just saying, when you said something like that, it just reminded me that, that's one way of treating or getting over it is in you go to workshops. And this is what you're offering, is a workshop, really. You know, to get
It's like a workshop in disguise sometimes. Yeah. People will in their own journey. I like how you mentioned about role play as a way to combat some of this anxiety, because many people are walking around with a story that's kind of in the subconscious, whether I'm not loved, I'm not good enough, or some sort of that. And so when the spotlight shines on them, they're like, oh no, people are gonna find out that's what I'm thinking. But when you role play, you give yourself an opportunity to go, you know what, I'm going to role play as someone who is confident, can be fully self-expressed. And bit by bit, with practice and doing again and again, you get to a point where you become proud of yourself, all your strengths and your flaws. And that's why my subtitle, Utopia Rising, Cool to Be You, comes into play. And it's something that I found that of all the things that what gives me confidence when I walk into a new networking event or I go to a seminar or something, it's because I know that I do a lot of things that I'm proud of in my life. And being found of these parties is one of them. It's a big draw. And it's all about draw, your draw card to are you good at something that you're proud of? Have you done something recently that you're proud of? And all that together makes people go, oh, you're a cool person, you did that. And first of all, you got to know it yourself. And I think that's why I bring out, depending on the thing, I bring out different cool sides of people. And making a good smoothie and say, you did it. Yeah, you did it in a short period, spontaneously. It doesn't have to be, super big and changing, world changing. You just got to do something that you say, I like that. I like that I did that. And slowly that part becomes your default. You're just looking at changing your default. Right? Most of that conversation, the little voice that gives us negative comments, the reason why it's prevalent in your life, because it's your default. And you can test it. If you ever look at, if you documented all your thoughts in the day, right? How much of it is positive? How much is negative? And if you just switch that, adjust that slightly every day, over time, you're going to be saying so much positive things that you live your life through your external life is a reflection of your internal dialogue anyway. So, so you kind of see and it's exponential. Once you get to a tipping point where you're proud and you're happy, that magnetism of energy, you attract more people that will sustain that new persona or being for you.
Yep, you're definitely trying to wipe out all those thoughts of the self-defeating or self-limiting beliefs. And by doing it in group settings, absolutely. We're able to cope. You're actually providing a place to a strategy for coping in that environment. And coming back to social anxiety again, we have a control. We can also, learn to, you started meditation. We started, controlling the breath techniques and deep breathing. We can positive self-talk like we talked about a moment, and challenge those negative thoughts and beliefs and, contribute this kind of anxiety. And, gradual exposure. I love public speaking. I never did. I remember my first public speaking. I was in front of 10 people and it came 20 people. The first 10 people were the hardest. And my speech, and I remember that I couldn't even utter a word. I just froze. I was sweating. I can feel the tension. I can feel the anxiety, even from a task like public speaking. And I remember those days. And even though I don't know what I was talking about, right? It didn't matter because I was able to do a poetic sort of thing. It didn't matter. What it mattered was that I could actually produce a speech, per verbatim. Like I had to memorize the damn thing, in each paragraph. And I drilled and drilled and drilled. It was amazing that you can do that. You can actually overcome. It was like a shadow was just like lifted over me. It didn't bloody matter. It didn't matter what I was saying because I actually got in front. Whether you're gibbering or whatever you're doing, it didn't matter. The idea is to expose yourself to the fear of public speaking. And I love the way we provide that environment to be able to.
And to help the listener as well. Let's break down a little bit, and then afterwards I'll share my time first three times hosting as well, Nick. So with your case, your first time public speaking, what was going through your what conversations that you what was going through your head that no longer happens?
I go in there and I said I can't fail anymore. I used to feel like a loser a long time ago. You know, I feel like, you know, the self limiting beliefs, like, you know, I like to say the F word, but I want, but I, you know, I would say, yeah, I won't drop the F bomb, but it's like, I'm not good enough to do this, or, you know, who am I to make a speech? You know, I'm talking basically shit, and, you know, it doesn't make sense to anybody. And I don't know if anyone's listening, and who am I to be listened to? So these kind of negative things were saying in my mind. So this is what anxiety folks are going through. They're just demolishing themselves and getting to a lower vibration.
And a lot of that comes pre-primed prior to an event or going to a social gathering. You're if you try this exercise, right? If you're listening to this, imagine there was a typewriter that typed everything that you said to yourself, and just start from the time that you committed to a social event, you know, all the way to walking in, and then notice the time that it disappears, because there's sometimes you are out there and you're in conversation with someone, and usually that's the most joyous point, right? Because you're not in yourself, you are just being you and your values and your expression out for others to, you know, to be part of. Even after the event, look at what conversation happened. Do you have comments about yourself and how you related to certain people, or are you assuming certain people didn't like you and all that? So if you record all that and you just say, these are the worst that you ever be, and then you go on working on it, you know, it's like, next time I'm going to stop saying this. And even if you change one thing at a time, and after many gatherings, you're going to have a different someone, you show up differently, put it that way. And then if you ever get to the point where, so transforming one side of, you know, having anxiety and then getting rid of anxiety so that you become a more confident person, and of course you benefit from your life on that, that's one stage. And I really invite those who are getting to there very soon, or even if they want to jump the queue here, of, you know, becoming confident for others. So I got more confident as soon as I said, you know what, I want to do this. I want to host and help out other people.
You become a teacher.
Yeah, and if you take that leap, you're gonna be learning much faster, because you're no longer learning for you. You're learning for anyone else that's gonna come before you or in front of you. Whenever event you're gonna go to or host or organize. And I tell you, some lines will never go away. Fear will never go away. After over 50 parties, I still have fear of, are people going to show up? Are people going to like it? Even though there's almost no more evidence that opposite is true, right? That it's just that it's a conversation. You only get better at managing. And once you get better at managing, then at least more of your time and it will be joyful. Right, that's life's offer. Right? I think that, you don't be arrogant to think you'll get somewhere one day that you have no more, say, problems with, you know, there's just going to be new limits. As long as you keep growing and growing your, I call it, you know, play a bigger game in life. I mean, like if you just live the life of if you take away all the responsibilities and accountabilities, some people have a very easy life, but you don't want that. You grow in order to become, to be able to play a bigger game, contribute more, and in the end have a more fulfilling journey.
So what you're saying there, Jonathan, is you've got to lead, you've got to take I always like something that I've learned, like maybe this can help the creating that knowledge, you know, knowledge that you can learn from your cognitive restructuring. You can learn that knowledge from behavioral experiments, you know, learn from the behavior and thoughts and patterns that are existing, and then change them through confronting them and by actually taking leadership. And you learn more as a leader, like you said, and I totally love what you said. So when we have the knowledge, then what happens next? We can have more control of our anxiety. Then we move on to once we have the more control, we can become more responsible as leaders or for someone else, you know, leading ourselves for a bigger group out there. And I guess this is why we're kind of doing this podcast at the moment, just to chip in and become more than we are, in not just personally, but on a whole global level. And that's the word utopia comes in. Yeah, I love it. And
Utopia is possible when everyone has built their inner utopia. And when I say inner utopia, is that they've worked on their own human conditions to the point where they can build a contributive life around that, and that they can find peace when they need it, they can find love when they need it, they can summon those the emotions that they need for to accomplish whatever that they desire. So everyone having the inner utopia means that now we all can be leaders and bring more people to
I think
better place.
Absolutely, and you just a smile and positive vibrations contagious, and that's the whole idea of it. And more the merrier. And I think once we know it, we then can have some control of it, and we have a positive. Then we have more responsibility as you know, to create that. And then we have this next level goes into connections with ourselves and then outwards. And then the findings that we can then communicate what we need to communicate, you know, not holding back, and how blossoming the reality will become. So I think there's a cure in that, you know, in those words that I've just mentioned, to heal anxiety. And it is about confronting and being comfortable with that. Now I'm thinking, this is only a 60-minute broadcast before we got a little bit of while to go. But I'm thinking there's a lot to talk about, and you know, how to coping mechanism through deep breath. You can positive talk, visualization is another thing, you know, going into a setting, sometimes setting that intention and visualization helps before you even get to that environment. And and if you give yourself intent, it's going to be good. If I think it's going to be okay, then it's going to be okay. But if I think it's not going to be okay, then it's definitely not going to be okay. You know, you got to have set realistic goals, using grounding techniques, the five senses, practicing relaxation techniques, mindfulness, meditation, and taking a break sometimes, you know, because it might be overwhelming, all this sort of stuff. So, and always looking for groups like you know, yours, Jonathan, and to seek support in one way or another, coaches. All this sort of stuff. But
I have one technique, and you know, some listeners are the type who are a bit more left brain. They like to, they don't want to have a how to or do some active, something they can do as of listening to this. So whenever before I end, I'd love to share that. So
yeah, let's go with it, and then we'll kind of wind up with a beautiful meditation subject.
Okay, great.
And that'll take us to about 55 minutes. It's a maximum 60 minutes recording. Please tell me.
Yeah, so this is from originally I did this from a seminar before, and I incorporated it into one of my party themes, gratitude party, so to speak. And in this exercise is called 100 Reasons Why I Love Myself. Okay. And it kind of ties back to why I came up to share this is, you know, I mentioned about, you know, when you can find the side of you that you can be proud of and you embody cool to be you, then you can start using that to better the world. And so what this exercise simply is, get a sheet of paper. And you number 1 to 100, and then you, in one sitting, without any breaks, you write 100 things that you love about yourself. All right, and most people will struggle if they haven't done this before around 20, 30, and then the rest is going to be a bit of a grueling brain exercise. But you got to push through it. because sometimes you don't think about a lot of things that you actually do like that about yourself and not acknowledging that. And if you've done it before, even at 70, 80 is where people stop, will struggle a bit. Mm-hmm. But once you get to 100, what you can do is you can go through that list and you pick to say, it's going to make it easier for everyone, five things that you're most proud of. And then you go out on meetup.com or Facebook events and you find events where you get to have people see that side of you. Because it's a theme, maybe if you're good at a certain skill, you go to the meetups that have people talk about that skill. So they're going to discover that about you. And then, so you're going to have from both inside out and outside in of people saying, hey, you're cool because you've got this trait or this thing that you've decided you're proud of. And you know, over time, you can increase that list of, you know, I'm going to go other places where I get to express this side of me that I'm proud of and I love. I think that's a good way of getting you grounded to fight those negative comments about you, because you're going to have an influx of the positive comments of the areas of your life you care about. Because how many times have you got a compliment and you just brush it off? Mm. And I realize it's not about the person complimenting you or yourself. Sometimes they're just complimenting on things that you don't care about. Like, I'll give an example. Like a lot of people will, you know, after a haircut, they'll be like, nice haircut. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but it doesn't give me any hit that I need. But if they love the party that I hosted, because I put my heart and soul on the line for that, I care about it, then that matters. So, in retrospect, you do this exercise, you find the five things that you're proud of and you care about people's opinion, and it's okay to have that because this is the thing that's going to make you want to do more of that. And then you go out there deliberately to find people who would acknowledge that part of it. And then you build your cool factor, I call it, and your confidence will come from there. So give that a shot.
Yeah, to summarize that, I think any gratitude or self-love practice, you know, try to see how much do you love yourself and adding on to your love and touching base where you are and really seeing yourself and, the, you know, those thoughts that, you know, you might find it challenging to begin with, but as we practice gratitude, you know, it becomes easier. Absolutely. Thank you for that. And also mixing with people, the energy where you'll be proud of and your skill, and you can mix your skill. And, you know, I think that's the second part's also very, very valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that is the one that's going to be the kicker. I mean, not very often people tell you, you know, go to places deliberately so you get complimented on the things that you care about. It's almost like, ooh, you know, I don't know, that feels a bit more selfish or self-focused. Yeah. But how we actually do it. We almost desperate for it. We never say we want it, but why not just go after the things that, you know what, I'm proud of this and I want people to see me for this. And that mindset you're going to take, you can apply it for more and more areas as you, you know, get better at adopting that mindset.
I think there's another speech coming there. I think there's another title. We can talk about this one a little bit later than the track. I think that's a great, great topic, to gratitude. We can go into gratitude because that's actually one of the things that, you know, as I said, it's 99% of the time it's a psychological thing in you know, social anxiety and to just to get that lift, that energy up and stay there, you know, stay there in the love light, you know, and be there. Mm-hmm. That's where people are kind of stuck in, and it's all there's many, many reasons why social anxiety exists, and you know, it's usually sometimes is from our patterns, blueprints, parents, you name it. It's just a whole bunch of things, and we can go a little bit deeper in that kind of subject another time. But Johnny, I think it's time for a meditation. I might just quickly read the text because it's related. It is a wonderful thing for about 25 verses. So yeah, all right. So I this has been a beautiful. Thank you, Johnny. So I'm going to say goodbye now. And let's hang out and do the meditation because we're going to be bailing out in 12 minutes. So the time has come up to
Have
our.
I want to say thank you Thank you for having me, Nick, and for those listening. Thanks for taking on my ideas, and I hope that to hear your story one day, how this made a difference, because that's the thing that people, you know, who's in the life of contribution always loves to hear, in order to further perpetuate and fuel the fire to do it more and to contribute more.
Absolutely. Thank you. Such a pleasure to have you with your knowledge. And I love the techniques that we shared, and just amazing. And I hope we're going to do this again. We need to do more of that, you know. We need to do
look
it
forward
again.
To going deeper and whatever we the world needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels very fulfilling to be doing this sort of thing. So I invite everyone to settle in into a nice space. And today's topic has been specifically designed to help us cope with social anxiety, ideas, and cultivate inner peace and confidence. Overcoming social anxiety, and just taking our time and to get into this relaxed space and coming down into a more gentle space, pausing, dropping into our space of relaxation. And finding this beautiful, comfortable space that your body knows, and when it's used to, it's in meditation, being the most peaceful space. We can just relax and focus on your breath, and just closing your eyes and take a deep breath in, and just allowing your lungs to expand fully, and exhaling slowly, releasing any tension or fear that may be weighing you down. Acknowledge any anxious thoughts or feelings that arise without any judgments. Visualize a gentle, soothing light surrounding you, offering comfort and protection. Now, just imagine yourself surrounded by a circle of loving and supportive energy and friends and in wonderful circles. And feel the warm and acceptance of this energy as it embraces you with compassion. And focus on your heart center and breathe deeply into the space, just allowing it to expand with love and courage. Repeat the affirmation, I am safe and I am enough just as I am. Embracing the present moment with acceptance and kindness toward yourself. And picture a nice, calm, peaceful social setting where you can feel at ease and confidence in a beautiful setting. Visualize yourself engaging in conversation with ease and grace and radiating positivity and authenticity, being just you. Practicing grounding techniques by focusing on sensations, your body, and support of the ground beneath you. And then connecting with your inner strength and resilience, knowing that you have the power to overcome your social anxiety. Release any self. Just releasing. Release any self-doubts or negative self-talks that hinder us. And then replacing it with empowering and uplifting affirmation, and taking a slow, intentional breath, and just relax and get to your center, yourself, and calm your racing thoughts. They're just thoughts, my own made-up stories. Recognize that it's okay to feel nervous or anxious in social settings, and that you are not alone in these struggles, not alone. Embrace the vulnerability as a source of strength and connection with others. Just imagine a shield of confidence and self-assurance surrounding you, protecting you from all external judgment. There is no judgment. And then focus on the present moment and the opportunity to practice self-compassion and self-care. Allow yourself to let go of perfectionism and embrace the imperfection as a natural part of being a human. Visualize the future where you feel empowered, liberated from the constraints of social anxiety. Now set this intention to cultivate courage, authenticity, and resilience in your social interactions. Express gratitude for the progress you've made and the growth you've experienced on your journey to overcoming social anxiety. Open your eyes slowly, carrying with you this sense of inner peace and strength and confidence as you navigate social situations with grace and authenticity. Take a moment now, breathing deeply, absorb the empowering energy of this meditation. Embrace your inner strength, resilience, as you walk towards overcoming social anxiety and cultivating a sense of peace and confidence in your interactions with others. I hope that you've all enjoyed this podcast and hope that you've joined us on the next podcast, Holistic Health and Wellbeing. Subscribe to our podcast, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, for expert tips, guidance, and support. Let's conquer anxiety together. Embrace the life of balance and wellness. And just feel free to share with those who need to hear it. Together, we can make a real difference. Feel free to share this invitation with your friends and audience and spread the message of hope and support. And thank you for your commitment to making a positive impact for yourself and others, your loved ones, and who hear these healing and messages. So, Johnny, thank you for joining me, and I'd like to say thank you, and looking forward to another episode.
Likewise, Nick. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good night, my friends. So, good night, friends, and till another time.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.